This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Rob Center on the other side of the glass, making everything happen and making our podcast page populated is his perfect job. So he does a fantastic, dutiful work on that. So we're very appreciative of that. On the news line with us now, Alana Jaco is back, Director of Communications and Outreach for the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. We always talk about with her about their mission and work and the upcoming events. So we got two big upcoming events. So we'll probably go a little bit shorter on the mission and the work part. But let's start out that way. Alana, thank you so much for calling in. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Very much appreciated. And real quick, if folks have forgotten what the partnership is, remind folks, or they're going to hear about it in a moment, but remind folks all the good works that you do.
Okay, Mark. So the Susquehanna Greenway is a corridor of parks, trails, and communities along the Susquehanna River and within Pennsylvania. And the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, or SGP as we like to refer to ourselves, not only works to build connections between these things so that you can walk, bike, or paddle from town to town along the river, but we also provide the resources for people to get outdoors and engage with it. So, you know, maps, brochures, itineraries, and also some of the big upcoming events that you mentioned.
Well, you are running the most talked about, really, community, widespread community event around here, and that is the photo contest. So go ahead and mention that the contest for this year is underway, and then the culmination of last year's is tomorrow. So talk about that, please.
Correct. So our current photo contest is now in its 11th year. It's free to enter. It's running through June 30th. And we accept photos in the categories of landscapes, Susquehanna adventures, river towns, and wildlife. We've really gotten a beautiful slate of photos so far. We encourage everybody to enter. Last year, we were over 700 entries. So our judges this last year and in previous years had their work cut out for them, and it looks like we're on track for the same. So it's really great to see those photos. And like you said, the culmination of last year's photo contest, we like to celebrate the winners with an evening reception. So that reception will be held actually tomorrow, this Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. At Clyde Peeling's Reptiland. We're calling it Susquehanna Scenes, Sips, and Scales, because there's an opportunity to not only enjoy the photos, which will be on display, but also explore the zoo, see the animals, and also sample some local wines and whiskeys from the local area. So it should be really exciting, really fun time. We're also having a food truck there, and it's $25 to attend. But it includes such a really fun time, fun evening to get together with friends and really have a blast. So we're looking forward to that. If you'd like to purchase tickets, it's susquehannagreenway.org/scales.
And this is tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m., so we're pretty imminent on this, but if folks aren't tied up, boy, you know, just seeing the photo exhibit typically is sufficient to make it worth the trip to wherever the display happens to be. Just a trip to Reptile Land is always worth the trip, but in this case, you got a couple of food trucks there and some wineries and even a distillery. I guess one sentence about the fact that you have a distillery there, so there's going to be some whiskey sampling.
Yep, it was something new we added this year. You know, for folks who attended last year and really enjoyed it, this is the second year we're hosting it at Reptiland. It was just such a fun time. We wanted to do it again, and we added something a little bit different into the mix. They're a new distillery up in Williamsport, so we're looking forward to having them there as well. We'll have Nomad Distilling Company, Oregon Hill Winery, Four Friends Vineyard, and Whispering Oaks is the third winery. So should really be a blast, and we're going to be joined by Real Taste 570, which is a Mexican food truck that's also has really tasty food, and we're excited to have them there.
And this is an opportunity for folks to learn quite a bit. Is the goal to talk about the outdoors, conservation, have some fun, see the photography, and kind of combine a wide range of things that you can do in one night?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, in addition to all that, obviously, Susquehanna Greenway Partnership will have a table there as well. So if you're looking ahead to the season we have coming up, and already we're having some gorgeous weather, we'll have a table full of trail profiles and paddling itineraries and area maps to, you know, give you some jumpstart to your planning this season in terms of where to go and what to do to get outside and really enjoy it.
Right, yeah, we invite you to learn a lot about the Greenway and all the work that has been done and the work that will be done. On the topic of the Greenway itself, explain what some of the accomplishments have been over the years and what some of the goals of the Greenway are.
So our overarching goal is to connect all of the parks, trails, and communities along the Susquehanna River and within Pennsylvania. So it's, you know, obviously it's quite a geography. It actually covers 500 miles. So once complete, it's going to be the largest greenway in the Commonwealth. So we are working through that step by step. An average trail project takes 14 years. So it's an endeavor, and the pieces are built. And what our job is mostly being the convener to get the partners together necessary to start building those pieces and building those connecting points to make it a continuous greenway. In addition to that, you know, we also want to promote the resources that are already there. You know, there's so many trails and so many ways to get out on the river already. So we produce brochures and maps and itineraries to help folks get out, and we're so lucky to have it right in our backyard. I mean, there's so many opportunities to enjoy a really beautiful landscape. So we're always promoting it, always pushing it, in addition to kind of behind the scenes working towards building those connections.
Well, thank heaven for the pandemic. It pushed people outdoors locally. That didn't come out right, but you get the idea. We had a real surge in folks that were enjoying the outdoors and having fun. All right, well, I'll give you an additional remark, an additional pitch to talk about tomorrow night's event. Then we're going to get a glimpse of June 4th's expo. I'm going to have to squeeze you in again before June 4th, if you'll put up with it, and call in again for a quickie update on all the things that are going to be happening there. So let's do first recap tomorrow night's event. Invite folks to come to that.
So tomorrow night, we're looking forward to Susquehanna Scene Sips and Scales at Clyde Peeling's Reptiland, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a chance to explore the zoo, view award-winning Susquehanna photography, and sample wine and whiskey at the zoo. Tickets are $25, and you can purchase them in advance at susquehannagreenway.org/scales.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you. And yeah, SusquehannaGreenway.org, the go-to place for so much information. All right, one of the big events coming up that you're going to ever have is an expo on June 4th at the Shikellamy State Park Marina. So please reintroduce us to that big event.
Of course. So we're really excited for the June 4th Susquehanna Greenway Outdoor Expo. Like you said, we saw such a surge in outdoor recreation, you know, during and following the pandemic, that it also exposed some gaps and some challenges where, you know, more information and more education opportunities, more access to outdoor gear is really needed in our region. So we've been reaching out to exhibitors, to vendors, to partners across the Commonwealth to get them together for this big day on June 4th. It's really going to be an opportunity for the outdoor community, both new and experienced, to convene and get the resources they need to find their next outdoor adventure on the Susquehanna Greenway. So in addition to exhibitors, there's going to be clinics, workshops, presentations. It's really going to be an active day. We've got about 50 booths. We're going to have food trucks and even musical performances by local artists throughout the day. So it's really going to be a blast. Plus, there's a chance to win a kayak. So You can't beat that.
Well, in paddling 101, this is not precisely the same as the workshops that you normally have, but there'll be a lot of opportunities for folks to learn how to do some paddling on the Susquehanna River, kayaking, or even maybe some canoeing. Fish yakking, I'm assuming that's not talking to fish, that is fishing from a kayak?
Correct.
Okay, so climbing, photography, let's see, native plants under the Susquehanna, so that'll have to do with skin diving in the river, I assume, and live birds of prey, and Van Wagner going to be there with his log raft replica, and disc golf, and fly fishing, so those are some of the demonstrations that are going to be taking place. I'm going to have to invite you back before the 4th.
Sure.
I'm not sure how we'll squeeze this in, but I'll pitch some dates and you say yes to one of them and we'll get you back on the phone prior to then. But okay, so we're just about out of time. We'll let you have the microphone and add anything you wish to our discussion, please, Alana.
All right, sounds great, Mark. Thanks everyone for tuning in, and if you'd like updates on any of our events, please follow our Facebook page and follow the Facebook events, especially the Expo. We're making updates every day, so definitely follow us and tune in and visit our website. And until then, we'll see you out on the Greenway.
All right, very well. Hope to see you tomorrow night at the Susquehanna Scene Sips and Scales, and then at the June 4th Expo, and maybe in between, so we'll see. Thank you so much, Alana. Thanks for all your information today.
No problem, Mark. Thanks for having me.
That is Alana Jaco. She is from the Susquehanna Greenway, Partnership Director of Communications and Outreach. The event tomorrow night, Susquehanna Scene Sips and Scales at Clyde Peeling's Reptiland, 6 to 8 p.m. Fabulous photography. A visit worth the trip up there just for that. An opportunity to learn quite a bit about the Greenway and all the many activities they do. Food and wines and the distillery, as you mentioned, and of course, and then you're at Clyde Peeling, so the wonderful zoo that they have there, if that's exactly what it's called, a zoo, that is going to be open as well tomorrow night.